Void Hawks rarely saw out more than 110 years. Both the upper and lower hull surfaces had a wide circular groove halfway out from the middle, which the mechanical systems were slotted into. The lower hull groove was fitted mainly with cradles for cargo pods, the circle of folded titanium struts interrupted only by a few sealed ancillary system modules. Crew quarters nestled in the upper hull groove, a chrome-silver toroid equipped with lounges, cabins, a small hangar for the atmospheric flyer, fusion generators, fuel, life support units, human essentials. Athene walked round the toroid's central corridor one last time. Her current husband, Sinon, accompanied her as she performed her final sacrosanct duty, initiating the children who would grow up to be the captains of the next generation. There were 10 of them, zygotes, Athene's ova fertilized with sperm from her 3 husbands and 2 dear lovers. They had been waiting in zero tau from the moment of conception, protected from entropy, ready for this day. Sinon had provided the sperm for only one child, but walking beside her he found he held no resentment. He was from the original 100 families. Several of his ancestors had been captains, as well as 2 of his half-siblings. For just 1 of his own children to be given the privilege was honor enough. The corridor had a hexagonal cross-section, its surface made out of a smooth, pale-green composite that glowed from within. Athene and Sinon walked at the head of the silent procession of the 7-strong crew, air whirring softly from overhead grills the only sound. They came to a section of the corridor where the composite strip of the lower wall angle merged seamlessly with the hull, revealing an oval patch of the dark blue polyp. Athene stopped before it. "This egg I name Enone," Iasis said. The polyp bulged up at the center, its apex thinning as it rose, becoming translucent. Red rawness showed beneath it, the crest of a stem as thick as a human leg which stretched right down into the core of the starship's body. The tumescent apex split open, dribbling a thick, gelatinous goo onto the corridor floor. Inside, the sphincter muscle at the top of the red stem dilated, looking remarkably similar to a waiting toothless mouth. The dark tube inside palpitated slowly. Athene held up the Bitech sustenator. A sphere 5 centimeters in diameter, flesh purple, maintained at body temperature. According to the data core on the zero-tau pod it had been kept in, the zygote inside was female. It was also the one Sinon had fathered. She bent down and pushed it gently into the waiting orifice. "This child I name Syrinx." The little sustenator globe was ingested with a quiet, wet slurp. The sphincter lips closed, and the stem sank back down out of sight. Sinon patted her shoulder, and they gave each other a proud smile. "They will flourish together," Iasis said proudly. "Yes." Athene walked on. There were another 4 zygotes left to initiate, and Romulus was growing larger outside. The Saturn habitats were keening their regret at Iasis's call. Void Hawks throughout the solar system answered with pride and camaraderie. Those that weren't outbound with cargo abandoned their flights to flock around Romulus in anticipation. The Iasis curved gently round the non-rotational dock at the northern end cap. With her eyes closed, Athene let the affinity bond image from the Void Hawks' sensor blisters expand into her mind with superhuman clarity. Her visual reference of the habitat altered as the end cap loomed large beyond the rim of the starship's hull. She saw the vast expanse of finely textured red-brown polyp as an approaching cliff face, one with 4 concentrically arrayed ledges, as if ripples had raced out from the axis in some distant time, only to be frozen as they peaked. The Void Hawk chased after the 2nd ledge, 2 kilometers out from the axis, swooping round to match the habitat's rotation. Adamist reaction drive spaceships didn't have anything like the maneuverability necessary to land on the ledges, and they were reserved for Void Hawks alone. The Iasis shot in over the edge, seeming to hover above the long rank of mushroom-like docking pedestals which protruded from the floor, before choosing a vacant one. For all its bulk, it alighted with the delicate grace of a hummingbird.